Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I'm so excited to be here as I've wrapped up a month of celebrating my 7th anniversary with Christ Jesus. I'm so grateful to say that this has been a journey of undoing, a journey of accepting that I am a broken man that is walking out their healing. And so I'm just so grateful for the wholeness process. And I must say that I did not know how much work went in to be discipled. I have so much respect for people that have been loving God for years, honoring God with integrity in their minds and hearts. Like, listen, the stripping away of all that you know is a challenge. And I'm faced with that challenge with great difficulty. I'm having to receive people and places that and things that I don't want to receive or accept. But it's what's best for me to make it to the other side of my identity. And I will let you know that I know what it feels like when God is asking you to do something that you truly don't want to do. So just because I love God, it doesn't mean that I don't want to give him advice about how to make my life easier and how to get me in agreement to accept some of the things that he's asking me to do. And that really is asking God to lower his standards and expectations of Honey. And I'm afraid to go to God and say those things, right? So that's a horizontal conversation, but that's not a vertical conversation, because I don't know. When you really get in a relationship with God, there are some things that you just will not bring to a king. And the reason for that is God is the wisest spirit I know. God is the author of authors. God is the creator of everything. So I don't know how to give someone advice that can do all things in 6 days, right? I am in my 30s and I still don't know how to do a fraction of what God knows how to do, right? And something as simple as removing a speck out of my own eye before looking at something that someone is not doing well, right? Or, you know, keeping my word of saying that I won't do something and not doing it, right? So God has steadfast faithfulness. So to say that God has steadfast faithfulness, that means God has never been caught being unfaithful. No one, God has never cheated anyone out of a promise. So whatever God said that he would do, he was assertive enough to enter that blessing into that bloodline because he said that he would. There are things that I said that I would do that I haven't done. So I'm just on here to let you know there is no comparison between God and daughter. So when I'm presenting myself as Queen Lady Honey, I'm calling myself up to queen. I'm asking myself to be ladylike, right? I'm confronting my identity issues in that mirror straight up and saying, hey, as your father is, you shall be. I'm not announcing myself as queen to aggravate you or instill this level of inferior inside of you. No, I'm talking directly to myself. My life is for me. I'm on display because I've become light. And how did I become light is because I long suffer. I didn't get before you because I like to tap dance and be in the spotlight. I am the light holder. I am one of those chosen ones I am a part of the few, not the many. And so in that, I'm trying to make sure I don't lose my spot. I don't lose the trust that God has in me. I don't lose the name Honey. I don't lose the spirit of becoming, because I know who my Father is. And in that knowing, I came back to the Word of God that said, start this podcast and communicate with the people effectively and be efficient with how you share the gospel. So here I am to be obedient, to be faithful, not because God asked me to do it, but because I get to do it because I was asked to do something because God trusts me with something. And until you know what it feels like to be trustworthy to God, you don't know what it feels like to be enough when you have lack in anything. You're still an exceptional being because God is resting and being inside of you and is calling out his greater and bringing forth the greater among you to feast with you, to dwell with you, to fellowship with you. And until you have been around the highest vibrational Christians on the earth, you don't understand the beauty in rebirth. It is a luxury for me to be around men and women of God that cry when they talk about God. They will do anything to find new ways to proclaim the good news. Why? Because they care about you. We care about you. We care to know God. We care to learn. We care to unlearn. We care to relearn. Because when you really love someone, you aren't satisfied until that person has satisfaction. And the only satisfaction guarantee for God is for the man of God, the chosen people, to go make more disciples. I am charged with that. You are charged with that. Right? There is no I in team. So I'm sitting as your sister in Christ, speaking to my sisters and brothers to say, here I am, showing up to the call. The call on my life. The call I didn't ask for. You know, do you know what it feels like to be in a family where people are struggling in communication, people are struggling in their mindsets, people are struggling with their discipline, people are struggling with their consistency, and they go do all the things that man said that you need to do to go be successful, to be driven, to be seen, and those people cannot find peace in their minds. And then you have the one that's articulating the good news of God. And that person may not appear to be as accomplished as those who went out to, you know, indulge in worldly satisfactions. But as they are indulging in those worldly satisfactions, they are outside of God's will and outside of his way. And so they're building their life on quicksand. And here I am building my life on a firm foundation. And it looks like I'm moving at the pace of a tortoise. But as I'm walking into my day, so does joy and love and goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. And so when they look at me and they look at all that they do have, they notice what they don't have, and they don't have God. So all of the attention seekers, they turn to see who God has his attention on, who his righteous hand sets on. And guess what? That's where the envy, that's where the hate, that's where the enemies come from, because they cannot believe that God has the audacity to choose someone outside of who the world is choosing and saying, this is our king. This is who we're championing as the family's finest, the family's best. They are championing and saying all these things until they find out who's the real Hosanna. The Hosanna is the one that they crucified. And so they now want to crucify the one that's screaming Hosanna, because that person that's being crucified, God is coming alive in that vessel, in that temple, in that person. And they can't dim that light. And oh my God, what a sight to see. I am that person. That person that people meet and they try to hide behind their smiles. They try to hide behind their hate. They try to hide behind their envy. But what if I told you your envy, your hate, your disgust for me is still seen, but I still rest in the knowing that the hate lives. But even where hate lives, love lives, and I turn my attention to what matters, because I cannot keep my focus on something that's beneath me. Because you can't focus on things that's beneath you as you're standing on a firm foundation, because God is calling your ear to sophistication. And where you go to rest in God, that elevation, that altitude is too high for those who serve another master. So in all of that, I have to understand that I have to have compassion for my loved ones who turn to hate ones, because I am a sent one. And so that brings me to the topic of today's conversation, which is wisdom is meaningless. And I'm taking this book, this topic and this heading out of the book of Ecclesiastes, because as I was reading that, I'm like, wow, I would have never thought that. But just take a minute and rest in the things that I was saying to you. All of these things I see, I know, I hear, I acknowledge. But yet, as I'm saying those things, if you don't see, if you don't hear, if you cannot acknowledge, it's as if those things don't exist. And so all you say is, honey, I see the love for you. Okay. But there is a quiet noise underneath love. See, love is a resounding sound that has energy that never dies. It's just God is love. So that love has gone for centuries, years. But although love for God is true, there is an enemy of God. Right? And so there is a hate that carries an energy that's transferable, that's also going into the earth, that's penetrating hearts and minds. And when you can see it in the physical and the spiritual realm, guess what? Others cannot see it. And so in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief." So the more that I sit with the teacher, as I sit with the rabbi, I understand why I am misunderstood. Right? Because if no one has come to take a journey in my mind, they don't see that I find joy in the journey, that I found compassion in the journey. I found, my strength in the journey, my restoration in the journey. All they can see is the good in me. And so all the good in me that they see, they want to attack it. But they don't go back to those previous episodes of when I talk about long suffering. When I talk about doubt, when I talk about worry, when I talked about lust, when I talk about denying myself, the death process, all they see is light. And what shines is what attracts people's attention, because not only do I shine, right? I definitely get my shine on, but it's a different type of shine that I have. I shine like a diamond, right? Because I have experienced an immense amount of pressure to remain Queen Lady Honey, to remain in pristine condition, to remain as a daughter to the king, to remain faithful as a mother, to remain faithful to the call. Right? Some people are only faithful to the identity that they have sown to the world. They say, look at the harvest God has gave me, but really it's the harvest that the other master has presented to them and say, hey, take this. This is the cheap version. So if you settle with this, then you're not going to get what God has for you, because to get what God has for you, you're going to have to give all of that back. And truthfully, who wants to take 10 to 20 years to receive a God blessing when you could take a devil's blessing in a year or two? Okay. So for those who really don't understand how I'm profiting off wisdom, you could say wisdom is meaningless. It is meaningless when you don't have a meaningful life. See, I know how to use my wisdom to make sure I'm stewarding this knowledge, and I'm stewarding my words, and I'm allowing what the teacher has taught me to be my private time of studying, so that when I'm heavy burdened, I can give it over to God, because I know that God remembers the things from former generations, and he knows that my sights are set on him. And as my eyes are set on the king, I remain humble by studying under a man of God who's given me word, who's given me truth, who's reminding me of my honor, who's reminding me of my dignity, who's reminding me of my call. Not reminding me to go out there and go look as if I'm blessed. To go be blessed. So for some time, I was sitting and I was afraid to ask God for wisdom. And one day I just asked God for wisdom. God said, anyone can ask for wisdom and he'll give it to them, if they believe that he'll give it to them. And so I was sitting with my daughter before I came up here to record, and I sat with my daughter and I was like, hey daughter, why is it that, you know, you don't listen to the podcast as often as I would like you to? And she said, Mama, I live with you. Everything that you're telling them on the podcast, you tell me every day. I have an in-house blessing. I have an in-house wise man. And she asked the question, what does it mean to you that I listen to the podcast? And I gave her my answer. I told her that it allows me to know that you see me. I know that you hear me, but it also allows me to see that the value that I bring is being applied. Because I explained to her that when I'm laying down wisdom, I have no idea when you pick it up, right? Because some of that is hidden from me so they can have a private press with God. And so I have to wait until some of that comes out in action form or in language or behavior or attitudes or the readjustments or being realigned. But that takes time. But if I hear you receiving it and I can tangibly see it entering into your system, I know, like, wow, it's happening. And it's a sign that my eyes can see that there is praise, that there is a righteous person, a righteous man in this home who's touched by the blood of Jesus. Right? And so she understood. But I understand that there's going to be generations that come from Queen Lady Honey. They're going to be wise men, all because Honey learned how to steward her wisdom. And in that stewarding my wisdom, I understand that wisdom is meaningless if I make wisdom my God and put myself above others. I hope you are tracking, because the only attractive thing is if you can use your words, your knowledge, your talents, your treasures to draw people in. And you have to spend time with God and labor with God for God to teach you how. So in the few days of my life with God, in these 7 years, I've been asking God, teach me how to do what Jesus did. How did he find joy in laboring? How did he find joy in suffering? How did he find joy in saying, here I am? How did he find joy in loving his enemies? How did he find joy in blessing those that curse him? How did he find joy in praying for those that despitefully use him? How? Well, I'll tell you how. Never stop doing the things that Jesus did. And then you will see that you'll begin to look more like Jesus, because you are modeling the actions, the demeanor, the heart posture of God. And then when you do that, you say wisdom is meaningless. It's not that Jesus was flaunting that he's all knowing. What he was flaunting is love. What he was flaunting is the love for a father for his son. What he was flaunting is submission. That although I am the Godhead, I still would come out of my comfort to enter into a realm of discomfort to face an enemy that I already destroyed. Come on, somebody. To let the people know, to let my created beings in my image to know that I have a word to give you. And that word is wisdom. But listen, when I give you my wisdom, when I send you the Holy Spirit, I want you to steward that wisdom. I want you to steward that blessing. And I want you to make people believers that I am the same God yesterday, today, and forever by how lowly you walk on this earth. So wisdom is meaningless if you're not humble. Okay, so I'm here to let you know that I love God, but I want to reflect God. And so I want to make sure that I'm serving God in such a way that I want you to come and say, God, I want to be a servant. Let my title be servant, because I'm already an heir to the throne. So while I have time here on earth, let my life be an act of service. And as my life is acts of service, God, I lay my life down so that the blood of Jesus can drip from my brow and hit my scars and my wounds, so people can know that there is pleasure. But pleasure is meaningless if I'm just only using my pleasure that God brings in my life to weaponize that pleasure and dangle it over those that are hurting, over the lost, and say, you will never be found. You will always be forgotten. That's not why God redeemed me. So listen up, brother and sister, if you are on the other side of this, I intentionally took the time away because I find joy in communicating and sharing with you. But above that, I love God so much that I need to be fine-tuned to speak to you. I want to move in excellency.
And to do that, I have to hide myself in God, because I'm telling you, you don't know the warfare that I experience for being a different kind of woman. I have to protect myself from you and from anyone else that think that I will be a target of your cursed tongue. So if you are hung on my words, I hope that you are hung on life, because I speak life over you and say that you are powerful, you are strong, you are smart, and you love yourself. Move accordingly, because if you don't, wisdom is meaningless if you're not applying what I'm saying to you. I'm God's Queen Lady Honey. Listen, but in closing, I like to freestyle, and I would like to say this. God, come and saturate this place with your presence. I live inside of you as you are my present help. Unwrap, unfold. Let this story be told about a girl who was lost and found. And now I speak as one who's profound. But instead of taking courage and credit for that, my wisdom is meaningless when I place it in your all-knowing database. I am still a speck. I am still dust. I am still rusty when it comes to being compared to you. And so, God, I bring people to you because you are the best sights my eyes have seen. And so, God, I allow the people to rest in the best, and that's you. And guys, I am God's Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.